DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're of a certain age, the minimum wage is even less minimal. 19-year-olds get 90% of the minimum wage, 18-year-olds get 80%, and if you're younger than that, 70%, just $8.89 an hour. The Low Pay Commission has recommended that this be abolished, and DCU student Jay McGillivreen feels the government should hurry up and just do it. Jamie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean, how are you doing?
Is there any indication the government are going to do it?
Yes, so the Low Pay Commission was asked to provide guidance on this a couple of months ago, and they published a report recommending the abolition of the subminimum wages. That's something that came out, I think, in June of this year. So it's up to the government now to decide whether they want to adhere to those recommendations from the Low Pay Commission or not. I think the recommendations state a number of things, but first of all, that January 1st, 2025 is the earliest date that the government can put this implementation in. So obviously we're used to seeing minimum wage increases on the first of every year anyway. So I think this is a very low-hanging fruit for the government to be able to, whenever they do, if they do increase the minimum wage,
right,
the next
okay,
time
yeah.
put in.
And would there be a difference, though, in your mind between an 18 and a 19-year-old getting less than the minimum wage and someone younger than that getting less than the minimum wage?
I think, so what the numbers say, there's about 15,000 people in the country at the minute, young people who are on this substandard minimum wage or sub-minimum wage band. I think that it's definitely should be taken on a case-by-case basis in terms of if we look at the people who are actually on this lower minimum wage, they could be trying to feed families. Maybe their parents are not able to go out to work. Maybe they have to come out to help provide for their family. We are in a cost of living crisis that we haven't seen before. So I think if we look at the tens and thousands of mostly students as well across the country, students go to college at 17 years old as well as 18, 19. And even if you're in your third year of college like myself, I just turned 20. So I'm now entitled to the full wage. But at the age of 19, I could have still been earning the normal rate, and I could have still had to pay the same accommodation as people maybe 22, 23, the same food bills per week, the same maybe utilities bills per week. So I think it we should look at the grassroots, we should look at the bottom-up approach and see this is really affecting people on the ground.
Yeah, but if you're under 18, you're subject to the Protection of Young Persons Act. So that actually restricts you in how much you can work, and so you're not treated like an adult in terms of employment. So there would be a difference there, would there not?
Yeah, so I think that's an argument that we tend to hear. I think that when we're looking at that argument, we're kind of getting confused between the input and the output of work and the conditions of work. So just because young people are earning less, they are also obviously doing maybe only 20 hour weeks. Maybe they're only allowed to work maybe say 6 hours at a time. They're only allowed to work in certain conditions. The output that the employer gets is still the same. So while they are still subject to maybe better conditions, we still should be paying them the same for the same work that is being done at the end of the day, I think.
Yeah. Someone says, I work in a pub. I work behind the bar, pulling pints and serving drink. Serving drunk people all night. The 17-year-olds collect glasses. Easy job. They should be paid less. Facts are facts. And someone else says, increasing the minimum wage for younger people means they won't get hired. They are hired because they cost the employer less. This gives the young person experience in a few quid while they live at home with their parents. Because isn't there an argument also, though, Jamie, that a person of 17 who's supporting a family or that would be an exceptional case rather than, you know, probably the majority of them would still be kind of leaving cert age.
Yeah, we truly don't know. We can't break down that 15,000 anymore, those 15,000 people. I think it is important, just on that point that you made, to look at the Netherlands, for example. That's a case study that I've looked a lot into. They basically had sub-minimum wage rates, but they brought it all the way up to 23 at once. So if you're working between the age of 15 and 23, you were earning not the full minimum wage. The government of the Netherlands decided in 2017 to reduce this down from 23 to 21. So obviously, if you're 21 or if you're 22, then you'd then be earning the full minimum wage. This change did not have any significant effects on any significant negative effects on youth employment. It actually brought more young people to the workforce, because I know that when I was doing my leaving cert, I would only actually be able to do kind of one shift, and I was earning maybe €8 an hour for the shift. Like, it was a 4-hour shift on a Sunday. That's just what I was able to handle with my leaving cert.
Yeah.
I quit my job because I didn't see the point of taking 6 hours of my day just to earn 40 euro. And 6 hours of my week, I'd only be getting 40 euro a week, so I focused on my studies. But saying that if we brought that wage up to 12 euro, I would have been earning a lot more. If yeah. young people were earning more, they would have been able to get more from the start. So yeah. it solved itself.
Again, though, given that example of someone texting in about a pub, pubs are closing down every other day. Their backs are really up against the wall here. And a lot of them would say, I imagine, that they couldn't really afford to pay anymore.
Yeah. When we're looking at small and medium enterprises, SMEs, there is, and this is a case study that's been done in the Netherlands and other European countries as well, when they do pay young people a higher wage, or even if we were to increase the living wage, the minimum wage to a living wage of about 15 euro an hour, what it should really be, to be honest, we see very minimal effects on young workers and the revenue that comes out of small businesses. We see very minimal effects. I think it should also be the government's job to provide for that, to put in measures and subsidies and maybe legislation to provide for those small and medium enterprises, because young workers, we do care about our local pub, of course, just as much as anybody else does. So I think that we should also reach those people who we don't want to leave behind if we do abolish this. But we also do want to make sure that small and medium enterprises are not put out of business. But I think what's also interesting is that argument that, you know, only about 1 in every 140 employees. I think that's a bad measure to use. But that is the 15,000 employees across the country. If it's only 15,000 people of our entire workforce, it's a small change. Why not implement it?
Someone suggests, instead of paying less wages, why not give employers a tax credit against PAYE and PRSI for employees in the first 24 months of employment? Everyone wins, and the government coffers will barely notice the difference.
Yeah, that's an interesting session.
That's one way of doing it.
Indeed.
When you're finished college, what do you plan to do?
I'm just in my final year of an economics, politics and law degree in DCU, so I hope to work in politics doing something or another. So,
Aren't you already? I think you work for somebody for the Social Democrats.
Yes, I just started this week with Jennifer Whitmore TD.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck,
Thank
Jamie.
You very
Thanks
much,
very
Sean.
Much for coming in to talk to us today.
Appreciate
that was Jamie McGillivreen there, a student at DCU.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.